Dean Richards is off. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas with us. She writes for the paper out there, also the New York Times wire service. Cindy, good morning. A lot of rain around here over the weekend, so I take it a few people decided, well, let's go in a theater and see a movie, huh?
Hey, Bob, but not enough people went to see the movies. Sort of a sad weekend for old Indiana Jones and the Temple, not the Temple of Doom exactly, but the Dial of Destiny this time. Only $60 million at the box office. Not exactly considered great because it cost about $295 million to make. So not exactly a bomb, but not great for Harrison Ford.
And now this one was not directed by Spielberg, right? First one that wasn't?
It was not directed by Spielberg, directed by James Mangold, and it's just, it's long. It's good if you're nostalgic, but not enough people who were young went to see it. They said the box office, interesting for this weekend, mostly 42% were people 45 and up going to see this movie.
Let's talk about the writer's strike and the actors, SAG-AFTRA. They were going to join. What's the latest from them?
People expected SAG-AFTRA to be on strike by now. They had Friday at midnight as their deadline, but they sort of kicked the can down the road, and now they're setting July 12th at midnight. So there's a chance they might work it out. No one really wants a double strike. The writer's strike has been going on since May 2nd, and it's really affecting Hollywood. A lot of writers now are looking for jobs at hamburger places and all kind of dry cleaners, anything, because this thing has gone on and on. But they're fighting for good things. They're both of them. They're fighting for AI rights. They're fighting for streaming, more money for streaming. So we'll see what happens on July 12th.
Yeah, this thing may go on for a while. There is a show that's, I don't know, is it on Apple already, this streaming show Hijack? Because people are already talking about it, aren't they?
It's a great show, not good. Hijack is on Apple Plus right now. And it's one of the best things I've seen in forever, especially if you like 24. This is like 24 in the air. It's Idris Elba, who's always good. He's just a business guy who's good at working things out. When he finds out his flight from Dubai to London has been hijacked, there's a bunch of hijackers on board. And he takes it on himself sort of to work it out if he can from 30,000 feet in the air.
You talked to Idris Elba. What was she like?
You know what? It was amazing because imagine this, you're 6'3", you're shooting on a plane for about 6 months. Every single day you have to cram into the hull of a real plane to shoot this. And Idris said, you know, and one day he finally said, what are we, flying to Mars? I've been on this plane for so long. But the one thing also is, not a lot of wardrobe. He had to choose each day, am I going to wear a bloody shirt or a bloodier shirt? Because there's a lot of things that happen on the plane without ruining anything.
Yeah, he's always good, isn't he?
He's always good. They're still talking about him for James Bond. And the funny thing is, he's such a sex symbol that he said a lot of women come up to him and say, in London where he lives, and say, can I just have a picture of you for my mom?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's their mom that they're giving this photo to.
All right, I'll add Hijack to the list on Apple. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean today. Thanks, Cindy. Enjoy the holiday.
Thanks, Bob. You too.